All right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. Hope you guys are all right. Today, what we're going to do is something a little bit different and hopefully a bit of fun. We're going to do a what-if scenario. All of this sort of AI vocals flying around. I don't know if you followed it, but obviously I had the AI Sys guys on, Breezer. And following that, there's been loads and loads of AI Liam singing Noel. Now there's even Noel singing Liam and the Beatles singing Radiohead or all kinds of stuff going on. Anyway, it's very interesting. I know some people are sick of it and cannot be bothered with it. But anyway, one thing that I've found intriguing about it is the whole thing of what if Oasis hadn't split up? What would the eighth Oasis album have sounded like? And so for the first time ever, we can actually hear that. You can hear Liam singing, "If I Had a Gun," and "I Want to Live in a Dream and a Record Machine," "Everybody's on the Run," aka "What a Life." All of that first album basically has now been converted into Liam AI vocals, and they've done a really good job. And so I found this very interesting. I've been listening to them, really enjoying them, and it's really sort of affected what I think a lot of those songs actually. Things like "If I Had a Gun," one of the criticisms I had of it and why I had it a little bit further down on my ranking than a lot of people would have had it was because I really don't like the bit where Noel goes, "Ah." I've always found that quite boring. But actually, on this version, when you have Liam singing the main melody and then it goes to Noel doing that bit, I think it works really well because it's just that contrast between the two voices. So that's been interesting. But anyway, it's not perfect yet. You know, definitely not. We're not there 100%. But the people putting these together are doing a fantastic job. And and the two people to shout out really is Star-Shaped Tambourine, who I think is the main guy that's just done a lot of these and has done really, really well with them. And also Maxi Gonzalez. So Maxi hasn't been doing the AI stuff, but he's then been doing all the other things around it, all the producing, the songs, and sort of just doing a bit more instrumentation to them and things like that. So anyway, what I'm going to do today is a what if scenario, an Oasis podcast episode from 2011, as if we are reviewing the album for the first time. So that should be a bit of fun. In the meantime, what I thought I'd do is just cover off a bit of news because there's been a few bits going on, actually. Liam Gallagher has made the news for a couple of reasons. Interestingly, the biggest one that didn't make like the BBC front page is that he has announced that he's going to be doing Definitely Maybe and B-Sides in full on tour next year, which would be fantastic. He said a select few venues. Now, we don't know whether that means stadiums or like just a small tour, arena tour or clubs or whatever. Select few venues will get Definitely Maybe plus B-Sides in full, which would be absolutely fantastic. I definitely would be up for going to see that. Now, he's done most of them already solo. All of them he's sung, not all the B-Sides, but all of the Definitely Maybe tracks he has done live in his whole career. But in terms of solo, he hasn't done Dixie's Dinner, Shaker Maker, Up in the Sky, and Married with Children. He never played as a solo artist. So that'd be really cool to hear him do those. To do the band, to do the album in order would be very interesting. I wonder if he'll do like the old live version they used to have, Married with Children, where they did that electric'd up. I think that would be really cool. And some B-sides, you know. Yeah, we've heard a few of the B-sides he did. Do You Want to Be a Spaceman a while back? Obviously, he's done Listen Up. You know, would we get Fade Away? Maybe get I Will Believe? That would be cool. It'd just be good. Or what about like Take Me Away, the acoustic Noel ones? Interesting. That would be interesting. But anyway, so I look forward to hearing that. Obviously, if the venues are anywhere near me, then I'll definitely be going. And I think it'd be a good one for an Oasis Pod meetup. So that would be fantastic if we could do that. So anyway, that's really good news. And he has got gigs coming up quicker than that. I believe he's going off to Japan shortly. So anyway, that should be... I think he's just recovering at the moment following his hip operation. So, all good. He did announce on Twitter, he said sort of he's been busy, like, doing some recording. So, been recording his vocals, it sounds like, for upcoming album. So that would be very exciting. We'll wait and see what happens there. But then the news that actually did make, like, the BBC News front page was the fact that Liam went to a chip shop in the Peak District and had a battered sausage. And that was newsworthy. Liam went to a chip shop. I mean, you know, it's not newsworthy, is it? Liam going to a chip shop. But obviously it would be for the people at the chip shop, probably, in the local news. But, you know, yes, that was apparently news. And then, interestingly, the fact that he went to the chip shop and it was news then became sort of, it got talked about on the BBC News when they were just sort of discussing, you know, should these things be deemed to be news? Anyway, so yeah, so that was quite entertaining, I thought. Other than that, Noel has been doing a few more interviews in preparation for the album. Council Sky is coming out in, what, a couple of weeks now, 2.5 weeks. He was on Ken Bruce's show over on his new station. Nothing particularly exciting, to be honest, but let's drop in a clip here.
Yeah.
It's a big tour to America for the early part of the summer.
America first, yeah. I try, if I can, the last few world tours I've undertaken to start in America because the crowd I've got over there, quite a more considered older crowd, gives the band a chance to play in before you get the chaos of back in England. But yeah, I'm looking forward to America in the summer. Doesn't get any better than that.
Well, no, and then you've got some festivals here.
Yeah, big open air shows, and then
the arenas at the end of the year.
The arenas at the end of the year, and then Europe in between, and out to Japan, I guess, and might even squeeze in a holiday at some point.
Well, you know, that's a sign of weakness, really, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah, but, yeah. You know, I going back to what we said before, is I just don't care.
And also Boned on the bank holiday. They made it Boned's bank holiday. And so we got a nice interview with Boned on the radio, which was cool. So let's have a little bit of this.
I was diagnosed last year, sort of March, with tonsil cancer. So, yeah, it was a tough, tough year, to say the least. But... finished treatment on June the 24th. Then 3 months after that, I got the all clear. I'm under the care of the Christie Hospital, which is a cancer hospital there in Manchester, for the next 5 years. I'm under their care, which is, you know, the best care. I'm being looked after, I'm being monitored, and it has gone. And right. I'm clear. And I'm getting back, and I'm probably 98% back to fitness. So it's good. There's a few things that I'll never get back to normal, but... you know, so what? You know, there's things you can live with. It's like the fact is, I'm clear. It's good, but yeah, it was tough, right. tough year.
And obviously, so you missed a lot of touring. So when can we see Boned back on stage doing what he does best?
I did. I missed loads. I missed Nebworth. I was devastated to miss Nebworth. The Etihad Stadium was devastated. All of it, you know. So, but I'm back with Liam starting in June. Our first gig is some festival in Belgium, I think, at the back end of June. It's not massive. No, it's not a heavy. Itinerary, not a heavy schedule. He's just had two hips done, you know, two old men, aren't we? Wheeling us on, but we're heading out to Japan, which is going to be brilliant because I've not been out since I was in Oasis. The Japanese fans, you know, you could be in the Beatles, you get a sense that this is how it must have been to be in the Beatles when you the minute you get off the plane in Japan, you know, and the minute they're there.
Yeah.
And they're so intense and so into it.
And Andy Bell has had a busy few weeks. I mean, he's had a busy few years. He's non-stop putting new music out. But he has put out a new single with Masal called Murmuration of Warmed Dappled Light on Her Back After Swimming, which is a good title. And it's really cool. Check this out. Thank you. It was also announced recently that Andy and Zach, ex-Oasis, and as well as Sean Ryder and Bez, have got a band together called Mantra of the Cosmos. And they've released a sort of a couple of little, couple of second clips of a couple of tracks. But yeah, very excited to hear that. Sounds like a hell of a team up. Andy and Zach is two fifths of the later Oasis lineup, so that's cool. So I look forward to hearing that. Right. Oh, and finally, just to please say, if you can pop over to the Oasis Podcast YouTube channel, I'm doing a few bits and pieces over there, including I recently put up Noel Gallagher's Coronation commentary. So it was a really fun little bit I put together. I put some Coronation footage and I put Noel's DVD commentary comments over the top of it. And yeah, it actually worked quite well. I was quite pleased with how it came out. So yeah, do go and check that out over on YouTube, please. It's coming up, I think, 1,500 views, whereas, you know, I was hoping it'd do a little bit more than that because I think it was good. I think Noel's DVD commentary highlights have done like 300,000 or something. So come on, boys, give that a watch. Anyway, that will do it then. Let's now hop into an alternate universe where Oasis never split up to enjoy Oasis' 8th album.
Time. Space. Reality. It's more than a linear path. It's a prism of endless possibility, where a single choice can branch out into infinite realities, creating alternate worlds from the ones you know. I am the Watcher. I am your guide through these vast new realities. Follow me and ponder the question, what if?
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. And it's an exciting day because today we have had finally released the 8th Oasis album called Revolution Songs. I'm holding a copy of the physical CD in my hand. It's a beautiful thing. And it's always a great day. And having started this podcast a few years ago, I was always looking forward to the day when we could actually discuss a new Oasis album, and it is finally with us. So it's a wonderful day for us. Thank you for everyone who's listened and followed along the journey that we've had over the last couple of years, really. Just to give you a bit of a recap of how we've come to this point. I started this pod in the aftermath of the release of Dig Out Your Soul, because I did really enjoy that album. It kind of rekindled my love for Oasis, really, after I'd kind of fallen off a little bit with the Heathen Chemistry and then Don't Believe the Truth as well. I was a fan of it, but not massively, and it was really Dig Out Your Soul, with especially the first half of the album, I really got excited about the band again. And so hence I started the podcast. Very early days of podcasting, I was a very early adopter to the podcasting medium. Me and Ricky Gervais and Adam and Joe, that was about it. But yeah, and it's been a fantastic journey up to this point. We had a bit of a shaky time in 2009, if you remember back. While the guys were touring Dig Out Your Soul, they did end up having that slightly concerning time where it looked like they'd maybe split up. Noel actually, you know, they if you remember, they had a big row in Paris, ended up ending that tour early. So they didn't end up playing V Festival and a couple of the other dates they were supposed to do. And yeah, I think the rumour was at the time, actually, it was a pretty nasty time, and maybe it wasn't going to be, maybe it was going to be the end of the band. But by the sounds of it, cooler heads prevailed in the end, and we did end up getting the getting this album. So what happened, Noel went off and demoed a few tracks, carrying on with producer Dave Sardi. Mike Rowe went along with him as well, and Jeremy Stacey, the drummer, a couple of other people, just putting that together, really, those demos. Meanwhile, you've then got Liam and Gem and Andy went off and did some demos together. And I think, to be honest, I think it was the best thing they could do, because what it's meant is that, all the guys have got a chance to write songs without that pressure, you know, of kind of Noel sort of overseeing, or, you know, having those concerns around the songwriting. Liam and Gem and Andy were able to just put these things together by themselves, which was really cool, I thought. So Liam, Gem and Andy recorded over at Rack Studios in London with Steve Lillywhite, the producer. And then once they sort of came back together again, they brought them together. Liam recorded vocals over Noel's original recordings. And I just think that the album as a whole, let's just start off talking about the album as a whole, I think works really well. I mean, you could say it's quite disjointed maybe, because effectively, you know, it's almost like two albums then kind of smushed together. And you can hear, I suppose, the Noel written songs have got an additional kind of maybe a more mature sound than the tracks written by Liam, Gem and Andy. But overall, I do think it works well as an album. I mean, even if you think back to like the previous couple of albums where they all recorded together, I mean, still, you know, that there is still a definite separation between the sort of tracks, like, I don't know, if you look back at To Dig Out Your Soul, you know, Get Off Your High Horse Lady is very different to The Turning, is very different to, you know, Soldier On. So, you know, so they're all very different sounding songs, different textures and things like that. So, yeah, so I think it does feel a little bit different, but, you know, but I do think it works overall as an album. So let's just go through it then, shall we? Let's start off. So the album starts with Four Letter Word. Now, I really like this track. I think it's a great way to start the album. Written by Andy Bell, so it's another Andy Bell written song to start an album, following up from Turn of the Sun, starting off Don't Believe the Truth, and it's just great. It's such a punch to it. I love the strings throughout it, that descending string line with the guitars. I think it works really, really well. So really fantastic way to kick the album off. Then we go into Lock All the Doors. Now, an interesting kind of theme, I think, of this album, whereas Dig Out Your Soul was very much looking forwards and was sort of quite innovative recording sounds and innovative production. I think that a lot of this album tends to be looking back, I think, looking back to the history of Oasis and what the band has achieved so far. You know, as we're in 2011 now, it is actually the 20th anniversary of the band getting together in 1991, which is crazy to think. You know, it was just 10 years ago that we had that Noise and Confusion tour in 2001. So we're another 10 years on from there. It's been a mad kind of decade, really. But the band are back together again. And I think coming back with Lock All the Doors as the second track, and the verse written by Noel is fantastic, because, you know, we're aware of this Lock All the Doors, one of the early demos from the pre-Definitely Maybe CD. And and so what's happened here is that he's kind of rewritten Lock All the Doors, utilizing the same chorus but with a different verse, because, you know, the verse has been reused for other songs, so for My Sister Lover. So yeah, so I think it's a really good idea, and it's a nice little nod back to that pre-Definitely Maybe time. Overall, I think the track worked great, and what I really love here is it's another banger. We start off with a banger in a four-letter word, and then we go straight into another one in Lock All the Doors. So it's an absolutely fantastic way to start the album. Next up, we have the first Noel vocal here, and it's once again, it's another one where we are referring back to a different point in Oasis life. We have Revolution Song. Now, those of you who bought the Giants Demos CD, Revolution Song, or Solve My Mystery as it was known on some of the track listings, was on there. And it's really good to hear it here. I'm slightly disappointed that, you know, they haven't done more with it. You know, I've really enjoyed this song for years as the demo version. I kind of hoped that it would end up being sort of, you know, the Don't Look Back in Anger of the album when it was going to be on it. And it wasn't quite that. You know, I still think it's a great piece, and it's big and it's bold and it's got this huge chorus, and the lyrics are great. And it's a bold choice as well, having the album called Revolution Songs named after this song. Revolution Song, I think, is a good shout. It's a nice idea for an album. Just to comment on the album title, actually, Revolution Songs. It might be a reference to the Beatles' revolution. I mean, they've talked in the past about kind of a revolution, obviously in politics over the last few years. It's been a funny year, what with the Tories and the Lib Dems getting in last year, 2010, in a coalition. So we're in this period now in 2011 where, you know, how is this coalition between Cameron's Conservatives and Clegg's Lib Dems going to work? You know, and it's interesting calling it Revolution Songs when, you know, we've just had the Arab Spring, this series of anti-government protests, uprisings, armed rebellions in Tunisia in January, in Cairo in February. So I don't know whether Noel is referring to that. I mean, we'll wait and see. They haven't done a huge amount of interviews yet. I'd be interested to know if that is sort of part of the thinking. I mean, it's not like it's a concept album about the Arab Spring, by no means, but, you know, because, and especially because we know this song, Revolution Song, was written like 10 years ago for the Standing on the Shoulder of Giants. But still, I think it's cool to call it that, and it might be a nice little reference to the recent events. Next up, it's another track that we know has been around for a while. This is The Roller. It's Gem Archer. It is from Gem's Demos CDs that was leaked a few months ago. So that was cool. I know it was probably around, I think it was from 2007, so it could have been for inclusion in Dig Out Your Soul, but didn't make it. But they've put it on here, which was fantastic. So I was very pleased for it to get a play. It's probably my least favourite track on the album, I'd say. It's very, very derivative. We've got, it's extremely John Lennon-like. And, and it's also got that ching, ching, ching guitar from what I think is Getting Better, the Beatles song. Very Beatles, very John Lennon. But it's a good song. I like it. And, you know, it's nice that Gem's got a songwriting credit here. I think Liam sings it very well, but maybe not quite at the level of the other songs around it here. After that, we have another one that we know was available for inclusion for the previous album. This is I Want to Live a Dream in My Record Machine. This one we'd heard an old demo of, and I thought it was really, really good. But the one thing I always felt it missed was the Liam vocal. And I was disappointed, you know, it's sort of to hear Dig Out Your Soul and that not be on there, and you think, oh, that would have been great without Liam vocal. Oh, we've got it. Liam's I Want to Live in a Dream and My Record Machine, the way he delivers that, I think, is absolutely fantastic. So it's a definite highlight for me on the album. I really like the sort of the breakdown we get a little bit later in the song as well. Really, really good stuff. Very psychedelic, kind of Beatles-y, but yeah, it's a fantastic song, and Liam sings it very well. I wanna be the one. another Liam sung Noel song. And just to comment on this, really, because this is now the sixth track, so we're halfway through, and this is the end of side one if you're on vinyl. It's another Liam sung Noel track. This is called Everybody's on the Run, and I think it's excellent. I think it might be one of the strongest tracks that Oasis have done in years. Fantastic stuff. Liam sings it brilliantly. I love the way it just kind of goes on a journey. You know, the strings and everything are fantastic. The guitars are great. The melody's fantastic. You know, it's got a kind of a big, bold sort of maybe In Excess, U2 kind of stadium-y feel to it. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's a big, bold sound, and it's excellent. So, yeah, really impressive stuff. You can't find the feeling. Now it's the same. In the pouring rain, down and out. Crawling out of the ceiling. Falling from above. Falling in and out of mouth. I'm broken hearted. And just to comment on the sort of what I've said before on this podcast is that a disappointment in the last couple of Oasis albums has been the number of the magic formula. When Noel writes the song and Liam sings the song, you know, that had really dropped off in the last few albums, but it's back up here. So here we have, six songs sung by Noel, recorded by Liam, which is really good. I mean, would we rather have a whole album? Yeah, probably. But, you know, it does mean we get, you know, some good songs, like we got the four-letter word written by Gem. We have Revolution Song written by Noel, sung by Noel. And then the next one as well is a non-Noel Liam song. It is Bring the Light, which I believe is written by Liam. And it's really cool. It's got sort of a Rolling Stones kind of rollicking piano line. I love the backing vocals. I love the backing vocals throughout it. And as I said, it kicks off side two of the album, and I think it kicks it off in fantastic fashion. It's got a real pace and vim and vigour to it that I think is excellent. Liam sings it brilliantly. I really like the come on, come on, come on. You know, that sort of, it's not really something he's done before like that. He tends to just deliver his lines and then that's it. Whereas here I think he's putting a little bit more to it. Maybe it's the, like it is that confidence maybe of working without Noel there. I've always thought that line in I'm Out of Time on the last album, If I'm to Fall, Would You Be There to Applaud? I've always sort of thought that was a little dig at Liam made at Noel for not being as supportive about his songwriting. I don't know if that's the case at all, but yeah, by Noel not being around there for the sessions, I just think it gave Liam and Andy and Gem the space to just write without knowing that, you know, this legendary songwriter was sort of looking over their shoulders. So I think that's worked well. And yeah, I think that comes across here. Just Liam's delivery, there's, you know, it just feels like he's brimming with confidence. I think it works really well. Then we go into another Noel classic. This is a fantastic song. It's called What a Life. And similar to Everybody's on the Run, it's sort of a mid-paced kind of really big sounding rock song and a really great one. I just love that kind of, there's sort of an interesting melancholy in the chorus, the way he sings What a Life. It's just interesting. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I find it, yeah, there's a melancholiness to it that I think is excellent. I think Liam delivers it really well. We'll be right back. After that, we get kind of, I suppose it's like the big ballad of the album, I suppose, which is If I Had a Gun, which I think is really, really good. Very, very special. I love the way Liam sings that. Excuse me if I spoke too soon, my eyes have always followed you around the room. That's a fantastic line. And the way that Liam delivers it is absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, maybe one of the strongest songs on the record, If I Had a Gun. I really think that's going to go down as like an Oasis classic, up there with Don't Look Back in Anger and The Master Plan. We then get into a Noel sung song, which is Broken Arrow. Now, I like this. I like this one a lot. It's got like a real acoustic sort of feel to it. Once again, a driving kind of rhythm. I think Noel sings it really well. I'm quite pleased that this is one that Noel does sing, because I think it suits his voice well. I'd be interested to hear Liam singing it, but I'm happy that Noel's got this. As I said, very acoustic driven, similar to something like Rocking Chair, or like maybe part of the Cue, or It's Better People, you know, it's the acoustic really driving it. But yeah, I think once again, great melody, great rhythm, great vocal from Noel, fantastic track. Then we get another Gem Archer track, which is Standing on the Edge of the Noise. And this is just a real fun, glammy, kind of over the top rock and roll track. It's not particularly sophisticated or nuanced, but it just kicks ass. And it's a really cool one to have as like track 11 before the ending. So yeah, so it's not the you know, the pinnacle of songwriting, but well put together. Love the guitar sounds, great vocal from Liam, and yeah, really good fun track to give sort of the end of the album a bit of a bump in energy before you go into the closer. The closer being a really interesting song. Now, it's called Soldier Boys and Jesus Freaks, and it's a real kind of Kinksy feel to it. It's got a feel of like Dead End Street by the Kinks, or maybe the Small Faces. It's got that real kind of 60s, I think it's the horn throughout it. And in fact, it's a story song. It just makes it feel like the Kinks to me, you know, talking about, I mean, I mentioned the Village Green, which obviously the Kinks did, the Village Green Preservation Society. But it's just a fascinating little story song. And I love the way that you end the album with that. When you're going to choose to end an album, you know, the way that the last album ended, especially, or the last couple of albums, to be honest, haven't ended really well. You know, Let There Be Love, I think, is a bit of a dirgy kind of closer. And then Soldier On as well. Soldier On, it just like didn't just keep going and going and going, and it just wasn't very dynamic at all. This has got a lovely kind of dynamism to it. It's a story, it's interesting. Liam's vocal is excellent. So yeah, it's just a nice sort of way, because you know, Oasis don't tend to do story songs in that way. They tend to be very personal. And so to end it, it's almost like a little play at the end, almost like, you know, the way that A Day in the Life is almost like a play at the end of Sgt. Pepper. So we've got something very different here to end the album, which I think is great. I think it's a great place to put it. I think it was in the middle of the album, it might feel a little bit weird, like as a sort of a sudden offshoot. But yeah, here at the end of the album, it's like, I think it's a really good placement for it. And yeah, and it ends on quite a jaunty feel. I'm the people of the Village Green, and a positive feel rather than like the dirgy feel of the last two. So, yeah, all in all, I think this is probably their strongest album, I would say, since Be Here Now. I don't think it's as strong as Be Here Now. It's definitely not as strong as the first two, but I think it's definitely better than Standing on the Shoulder. And the last three as well, with the new lineup. I think it's a really, really great piece of work. I love the fact how many upbeat tracks there are on it. There's no kind of boring moments like your Get Off Your High Horse Lady from the last album, you know, or cheesy moments like She Is Love from Healing Chemistry that just aren't quite as good. Mucky Fingers, things like that I've never been a big fan of. Force of Nature, these sort of sludgy, dirgy tracks that the Oasis went into quite a bit. We haven't got that here. Everything seems to be like an upbeat kind of glam rock stomp like Bring the Light or Standing on the Edge of the Noise. Or it's these sort of big, expansive, open kind of rock songs that Noel has written. And yeah, I just think overall it just really works and gels as an album. So fantastic return to form. I imagine it will go to number one because Oasis albums always do. I know we're sort of in the last throes of CDs anymore. I did go out and buy the CD from Tesco. I know you can get it on download these days, but I'm not quite into downloading yet. I still like having the old physical CD. So yeah, I'm going to keep on giving it a listen. Have a think about it. And yeah, the rumour is they will be touring. I think the idea is they're going to be doing an arena tour later in the year and then a big shows the year after, next year, 2012. So yeah, definitely get out and see them because I'm really looking forward to that. And it'd be great to meet up with some of you guys. But anyway, that will do it for today. Do feel free to get in touch and let me know what you think of this album. And as ever, stay in touch, stay engaged and stay young. Back to the real world now. Sorry, guys. It was nice to step out of reality for a bit. But let's come back into the world here where Oasis did split up in 2009. And unfortunately, those songs were split between a couple of different albums. But it was really good fun. And if there's a scenario, an Oasis what if scenario that you'd like me to do an episode on, let me know. I think it'd be a good fun thing to do again. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you very much for listening. Most of all, thanks go to our patrons. You put your money where your mouth is, and it's greatly appreciated. The patrons got to hear this episode early, and also what they got to hear was the album in full. So what I've put together here and I was talking over, it is available as a Patreon bonus episode. And I know a few people have actually like just given it a listen and just really enjoyed it as an album. I've loved hearing it as an album, actually. So, yeah, you can go off and just pick the tracks on YouTube and physically make it yourself. But, yeah, it is there as a Patreon bonus if you want to sign up and give me a couple of quid a month. Do please follow on social media and, as I said, on YouTube. That would be fantastic because I'm really trying to give that a push at the moment. So that would be great. Do always feel free to get in touch, oasispod@gmail.com. Let me know what you thought of this or any other recent episode. And I think that will do it. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.